Jenny Bard often bicycles to work. But while she's at her office with the American Lung Association in Santa Rosa, her car is sometimes working separately, generating a little extra income for her thanks to an emerging practice known as peer-to-peer car sharing.
Here in Santa Rosa, we don't have the city car share programs that are down in the Bay Area. So I did some Googling and I found two companies, Relay Rides and Get Around. Both of them are startup companies founded by some young kids who looked around and saw all these cars parked on streets and thought, what a wasted resource. Why don't we develop a company or a system where people could access those cars?
One of those young people is Jessica Scorpio, co-founder and marketing director for the San Francisco-based company Get Around.
There's a billion cars on the planet that sit idle 92% of the time. And we wanted to connect people who have cars with people who need access to a car to take cars off the road and enable car owners to offset their cost of ownership.
This is a new take on the basic idea of car sharing, which has been around since 1940s Germany. In this country, one of the first community-based car sharing operations began in Portland in the 90s, followed by companies like Zipcar that rolled out fleets to be shared in selected urban areas a decade or so ago. But Susan Shaheen, co-director of the Transportation Sustainability Research Center at UC Berkeley, says person-to-person sharing is comparatively new.
Since about 2010, we've seen a lot of developments in the car sharing space, including personal vehicle sharing. Some of the reasons for that include incredible advances in technology, a lot of interest by individuals in saving money, and the rise of social media. People feeling more comfortable sharing a great deal of information with each other, and also the use of mobile apps.
Another important factor, Shaheen adds, is a recently adopted state law that protects both renters and car owners by clarifying insurance responsibilities and requiring coverage from the third-party company, such as GetAround or Rapid Relay, that enables the exchange.
In California, there is legislation that very clearly states that while your vehicle is being rented, it is covered by that third-party's insurance policy, and that you are not at risk or liable for anything that happens while the vehicle is being rented.
Rental rates are set by each car's owner. Most are between $7 and $10 per hour, higher for luxury or high-performance vehicles. And the cost for longer-term rentals is open to negotiation between individual parties. It's a practice that is taking hold among younger professionals around the Bay, says Get Around Scorpio, and she expects it will gradually expand into the North Bay as well.
We have seen a lot of interest in the Santa Rosa area, some evangelists contacting us and trying to get it going. And I do think it has really good potential to work in the North Bay.
In Santa Rosa, Jenny Bard is a proud early adopter. She signed on to share her newly leased all-electric Nissan Leaf a year and a half ago, but didn't get much response at first. More recently, she says, that's been changing.
I've rented it now a total of 6 times. Sometimes it was just a couple of hours. One time it was for 2 days. It's a variety of situations that people need a car. At least 2 are trying to be car-free right now, so it's great that they are able to access this program and use a car when they need it.
Bard recently set up a 7-week rental for her Leaf. So when she came to KRCB to be interviewed for this story, she went online and found another shared car to rent briefly just for that trip. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.